The city of Bowling Green is considering next steps for what are known as Opportunity Zones. The city recently held a workshop on the program, which is part of the Federal Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017. For WKU Public Radio and NPR One, I'm Becca Schimmel. Opportunity Zones aim to encourage long-term investment in low-income communities. Eligible areas are those with a poverty rate of at least 20% or a median family income that doesn't exceed 80% of the area's median income. Akeisha Townsend-Eaton is a nonprofit lawyer in Bowling Green working with the city on Opportunity Zones. She says Bowling Green's Opportunity Zone is more than 60% Black, Hispanic, or foreign-born.
You know, when you deal with those communities, I think the biggest questions are, is this going to lead to gentrification? Is it going to lead to displacement? And the jury is really out on those things.
Townsend-Eaton says there need to be protections in place to avoid displacement. She says the difference with this initiative is that investors are the driving force, not the city. An investor can defer their capital gains taxes by putting them into an Opportunity Zone fund, which can then be used to invest in the predetermined area. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Becca Schimmel.